Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
82 degrees. This is the high, 61 degrees right now. Good news. The smoke from Canada looks like it's going to be...
All gone?
Well, not all gone, but less than it was yesterday.
Okay.
That sun was kind of scary looking all day.
It was a little murky.
Right?
Yeah. Bright, but murky.
Murky sun.
Yeah.
And look, we don't pretend to be, you know, space people.
Yes.
What do you call them? What do you call them, people who study space?
Astrophysicists.
God, we are stupid.
Sky folk.
What do you
astronomer.
Do Dr.
No,
Sky folk here.
Study the stars.
There, okay, know. It doesn't matter. There, I thought that would be a smoother transition, so I'm just going to get to the story. Right. There is something, Kimmy, that Tommy and I discovered this morning that we can't understand.
What's that?
All right. So, yesterday, NASA's acting director announced that the U.S. is planning a nuclear reactor for the moon.
Yeah. Power plant on the moon.
Power plant, moon power.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do we need that?
Okay, so that's a great question.
That's everybody's question.
Yeah. Because that was the first thing we asked each other.
Sure, why? Sure.
So then, at trying to get deeper into this, because we're not, like we said, we're not sky doctors.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I went to Google, why do we need a nuclear reactor on the moon? So the first thing, I just typed in the word nuclear, and the first thing that came up was nuclear reactor on moon, why? That was the first question that showed up on Google when you put in nuclear. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, if there are people smarter than us. So Tommy, just to give everyone a full base of what's happening.
All right.
Quote, a nuclear reactor is planned for the moon to provide continuous high-power energy sources essential for sustaining long-term human settlements, powering research outposts, and operating equipment in permanently shadowed areas where solar power is unavailable.
So you can make a moon village, and then you have enough power to make toast. But yeah, I have a question off the bat.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I flunked every subject there was.
No, everyone that listens and can under, they know that.
Science... double flunked.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's a record in South Florida.
He's got the flunk. He can't, double flunked. Flunked. Can't even do the song.
No. Why not, thinking out loud,
okay, mm-hmm,
get a solar panel since you're that much closer to the actual sun?
Well,
so you could just point it at that sun over there, and there's your power.
Here's why, stupid.
What?
Lunar nights are 14 Earth days long, making solar energy unreliable for a constant power supply.
But you don't need constant power.
Apparently, they think they need constant power.
And by the way, so like every time we have a nuclear disaster here, we have a hard time containing it.
Sure, yeah.
3 Mile Island, Chernobyl.
A lot of incidents, yeah.
That disaster in Tokyo with the tsunami.
Sure.
How are we going to fix that one up there? Like, I say something starts melting down up there, and the village is right there, and my toast is 5,000 degrees.
Well, here's the thing. It's on the moon, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, just let it go?
Probably. I don't know the answer.
I don't know. So I don't want to mess with the moon.
Nuclear
so
moon.
We're building the world's biggest firework.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe. What do you weigh?
And you can't even call it the China syndrome because it doesn't go to China. So what do you call this one?
Moon syndrome, obviously.
No, but it's
one of my favorite songs from the 50s.
Moon syndrome. My toast is 5,000 degrees.
All right, look, in all seriousness, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, explain this idea. Because let's say in a hypothetical situation, we, the United States, can go up and build a nuclear reactor on the moon, a nuclear power source.
Okay.
Let's break down what they're going to do with it. Because they talk about moon villages.
Yeah.
Why?
Moon city.
Why?
Why do you want to live on the moon?
Why do we need a moon city? Because, like, I don't want
to... It's lesser Earth.
Right.
It's less than what we have here.
Okay, because, like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, we live on a planet that's self-sustaining.
Yeah. Sure.
Right? Like, we have everything we need.
Moon doesn't do anything for you.
But, like, there's still people here, despite the fact that the world gives you everything you need, that don't have enough to, like, live.
Yes, yeah. They're extremely poor.
Not to be like that guy. And I'm not even talking like third world countries. I'm talking like people that live around the corner from where we're broadcasting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just thinking out loud here.
Go ahead.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, make sure that's good.
Okay.
Before you start like a whole new thing in a place where you don't have the stuff that just naturally happens.
Okay.
I have another concern.
Sure.
Yeah, lady in the back.
Doesn't the moon get hit with stuff a lot?
What, define a lot?
Well.
Not anymore.
Well, like. Well, doesn't, like, aren't there, like, isn't there space junk floating around up there that hits the moon?
I don't know.
Quite a bit.
Wasn't
one of those, like, old rockets about to hit the moon at some point?
Can we get a Google on how much the moon gets hit with stuff?
I thought it also,
it's got a lot of craters.
Yeah, like, I thought it pulled stuff, like, it prevents Earth from getting hit with stuff because, you know, it's gravitational
It takes the
pull.
Hit for you.
Yeah.
It's the Don Baylor of planets.
So, like, it seems.
It just leans into everything.
It seems.
That was just for you and me.
It seems counterproductive to build something on the moon that could get hit by something.
Well, right. But I guess if I'm going to play devil's advocate here, we could get hit by something.
Yeah, but I think the moon gets hit more.
Okay.
All right, she's Googling it. Science. Right. Dr. Kimmy, Sky Doctor, Googling, does the moon get hit with lots of stuff? 252-WCMF, if you're just joining us, yesterday.
Yep, the moon is constantly bombarded by asteroids, which impacts with impacts happening frequently.
So let's put a power plant up there.
Small dust particles hit the moon daily. Larger rocks, like those the size of...
It's like it's constantly in a riot.
they hit about 100 times per day.
All you'd have to do, Kimmy, you're not thinking this through, is build an asteroid-proof nuclear reactor on the moon.
Like a dome.
Just thinking
big dome.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the other thing. It would have to be a dome city because there's no oxygen or atmosphere
on
the moon,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 252-WCMF, yesterday again, NASA's acting director, I believe, announced that the U.S. is planning to build a nuclear reactor on the moon. So not only will it support this village that they want to build, right, and here on the moon, they also say two more important things.
What's that?
The nuclear reactor on the moon.
Yeah.
It would be a reliable energy source that could help test and develop technologies for future missions, including human settlements on Mars.
Okay.
So I guess it's like a rest area.
Okay.
Right, on the way to Mars.
Stop off to go to the other planets.
But like that would be like if I'm going to Cleveland and I'm leaving from Henrietta, stopping in like Scottsville.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it seems like it's still pretty far away.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just get on that throughway.
So it's a truck stop, basically. It's a big sky truck stop is what we're going to build.
It's a truck stop 5 minutes into your 4-hour journey.
Yeah.
Okay. And they also say that the nuclear reactor on the moon would be of strategic and economics importance. The goal is to strengthen U.S. national security and foster a sustainable lunar economy.
World domination.
Okay. Again, I'm just going to think out loud.
Outside the world. What?
Economy's been like a thing for a while now.
Sure.
I hear. Maybe like nail this economy down.
Okay.
Then work on the economy of a rock that doesn't have an economy.
Space economy?
It says lunar economy. What is the lunar economy? What are they? If I go up to the moon, right, and I want to buy a moon hot dog, what am I spending space bucks?
Yeah, but you think of the tariffs.
Dude, you.
And the taxes.
Are we upset with the moon? Do we tariff the moon?
How about the moon tax?
Oh, you didn't think about the tax.
Oh, my God.
Don't even be started about the moon water department. I don't understand with everything, because there's a lot going on.
Sure.
A lot going on.
Always
sure,
is.
Sure.
On this earth here, on this earth. And I get, to your point, there's always a lot going on. Yeah. But, like, it seems like there's a lotter going on than normal.
We got lotter.
Yeah, right? Like, a lot. I'm just saying, like, let's check a couple things off the box here before we decide we're going to the moon with a nuclear reactor. Also, how do you build a nuclear reactor on the moon? Is it like it's now we got an Armageddon?
Quickly. Hold your breath. So I guess you got to, like, put it here and ship it up in pieces.
But you would also have to have people on the moon
know what they're doing.
To build it.
Yeah.
So now you got an Armageddon situation. Do you take people that know how to be astronauts and teach them to build a nuclear reactor? Or do you take people that know how to build a nuclear reactor and teach them to be astronauts?
I don't know which one's easier.
Because in Armageddon, Bruce Willis, not an astronaut, but they taught him and his crew and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, he was a union guy.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Didn't work out well. Spoiler alert. Bruce Willis dead.
What?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Right? So you want a Bruce Willis situation on your hands?
No, you don't.
No, you don't want that. No, you don't. And, like, multiple people are going to die. Like, there's no question about
it. Oh, yeah, it always happens.
Right? Seems like it would be dangerous,
So who's volunteering for this job?
Oh, you know there's people that are going to do it. There'll be a line of people to do it.
Okay, let's back up the truck.
Adventurers.
Adventurers.
Mavericks.
Adventurers
rugged
and Mavericks.
Rugged men and women.
Guys that watch a lot of Tom Cruise movies.
Yes.
But, again, stay with me here.
Yeah.
They'd also have to be smart enough to know how to build a nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking out loud here. It seems that people who are on that side of the intelligence factor also are really concerned about risk versus reward.
Okay.
Right? So, like, you would have to find someone who could be trained to be an astronaut.
Got the smarts.
Yep. Is knows how to build a nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
You would also need, like you said,
have to be
hands
in physical shape. A certain type of physical shape, too.
You would
right?
have to train how many people to be able to do this.
But you need, like, electricians, plumbers. You need all that stuff.
All of this.
Because you have to have. Wait a minute. First of all, how do you do it? Because those people have to have a space to live. So you would have to establish a village for them to live in to work on the plant.
Well, that's why you got to build another nuclear reactor.
Oh,
wait
a little one.
Can I ask, I think, what is the most important question that nobody's asking? So to get a nuclear reactor on the moon, you would need to have
send it up there.
Nuclear material.
Yeah.
In a spaceship.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around for that launch.
It doesn't. I don't know. I don't know if it matters where you are, if things go wrong.
Like the uranium.
Yeah.
That thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Unstable.
The plutonium.
Yeah. It's like
jiggling around. Sorry.
See, like that
microphone.
That. That also seems a little bit dicey to me. That we're going to take that kind of stuff, put it on a rocket, and shoot it into the sky.
But that's kind of their business, right?
No. When have they shot nuclear spaceships?
Well, what does the space shuttle run on?
Love and hope.
I thought it was kerosene. like, they had to get all that stuff up there, right? Some of that stuff's got to be dangerous.
No,
right?
But I mean, have they ever shot nuclear material?
I mean, I didn't know. Is that like a little reactor? That's how it runs?
I don't think so. I don't think that.
But hold on, man.
That would have been a thing.
You put them in aircraft carriers out in the ocean rolling around in the surf. I mean,
yeah, and that, but
they don't blow up unless you shoot them.
I guess the point I'm making is you're not sending an aircraft carrier at 1,000 miles an hour.
No, you're not. You're
into
not.
The middle of the sky.
Yeah.
And, like, as well as NASA's, you know, they've been around for a while, there are still accidents that happen.
Sure.
Right? And even, like, the private launches that we've seen with these billionaires, there are accidents that happen on a regular basis. Thank God nobody's died yet. It just seems like a lot.
It's going to be crazy.
Also, this is more of a personal thing, because the guy who's the acting chief of NASA, his name's Sean Duffy.
Oh, Skyfolk?
Yeah. You may remember him from The Real World back in the early 90s. I'm not making that up.
Wait, that's an actual. He's an actual reality TV star.
Google it.
You're kidding me.
You didn't know this?
Did not know.
If it is the same man, I believe it is. He got famous as a member of one of the original Real World cast.
Okay.
Yeah. Not only is he the acting member of NASA.
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
Thank you. I believe he's also the acting member of the Federal Transportation Administration. Could you Google what his other job is?
Let's see.
So like when a plane crashes, he runs
National
U.S. Secretary of Transportation.
Okay.
So this guy was given the job of U.S. Secretary of Transportation,
mm-hmm.
and only recently was he named the acting director of NASA.
They also list a past job of his as lumberjack.
Yeah, well, he's going to go up there and help.
Okay,
build
it's just interesting.
Been all over.
Wood moon reactor.
Yeah.
All right, so I just want to make sure we go down all of what's happening.
The checklist.
All right. We're going to build a nuclear reactor on the moon.
Yep.
All right. To power a moon village.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In an effort to help the lunar economy and mm-hmm. strengthen U.S. position. And that was announced yesterday by a man who is the acting head of NASA, whose actual full-time job is, one more time, Kimmy, the
U.S. Secretary of Transportation.
Secretary of Transportation. So this is like a side hustle. Yeah. This is like his Uber.
Oh,
right,
right.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
I'm just like,
he's a grinder.
This
man.
Is part-time job.
If you're gonna, build a nuclear reactor on the moon, I would like a full-time guy overseeing
right,
that.
Okay.
You know, not moonlighting moon nuclear reactor.
I think he's
guy.
Also a pastor and a deacon.
What are we? Odds 100% definite, 0% does not happen. That within the next 20 years, we have a nuclear reactor on the moon.
I think they're going to give it a shot. I'm always surprised at the stuff we have that I didn't think, if you told me that was the thing, I think you're joking.
For example?
I didn't know that when we built the recent tanks that we have, they have jet engines.
Oh, yeah, jet tank.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
I didn't know that either. I go, why did you put a jet engine in a tank?
Because we could.
I get, right?
Because we're America.
Because we do things like that.
Yeah, but there's a difference between, hey, what's this jet look like in this tank, and nuclear reactor
but
on the moon.
But they're probably the same guy, right, that comes up with this stuff.
I don't think there's one guy coming up with all these crazy
But
ideas.
I think he's the same guy. Maybe not one guy, but maybe there's like guys that just think like that. You'll be really cool, man. Put a jet engine up there. Fire that some bitch up. Put it right next to that reactor, see what we get. Then we'll put a NASCAR track up there, too, man.
Tommy's
Intergalactic Talladega.
Tommy's doing Southern accents. Nuclear reactor on the moon.
Maybe we get the Braves in Cincinnati to play up there, too.
You think Don Baylor's around? No, he's dead.
Don Baylor's not dead.
Yeah, he died.
No, he's not.
Give me Google.
Did he get hit by a ball that hard?
You know what happened?
What?
They fired it out of a nuclear loader reactor.
Be pretty cool, man.
We got a dynamite. Don Baylor is still alive. You don't have to Google it. Wait, did he die? Now I'm questioning myself.
I think he did.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh. Yeah, in 2017.
Well, it's been a while. He went to the big first in the sky.
Yes, he did.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There are things that you assume will just always be there.
Yeah.
You walk in the house, you flick the light switch on, the lights are going to come
nice.
On. Right? You turn the knob on the oven, it's going to get hot.
Sure.
Okay. But sometimes those things that we take for granted aren't there.
A little glitch.
And that's something that's been happening at an apartment complex on the east side. And these people are fed up. Kimmy saw this story and she goes, how could you live like this?
I don't know. You might be able to do it for a little while, but I think like you're going to miss like some of the daily things that you use this for.
The longer this goes,
yeah.
The easier it gets.
You think?
Yeah, you could do without it?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Breyer Manor Apartments.
Yeah.
They're out in Brighton. They have been without hot water for over a week.
No hot water.
No hot water. Cold water.
Cold water.
Coming through. The issue, it seems, with it's broken gas pipes.
Oh.
Which is frustrating enough. But the bigger problem for all the residents, according to the story on 10NBC last night, is the different stories they've been getting as far as when everything will get done and what they're doing to fix it.
Okay.
One woman showed multiple letters from the complex telling her different things that have been sent to her over the past couple of days. Now, not that any explanation matters when you live there because, you know, you don't have hot water. And Kimmy, you saw this and you were like, oh, my God.
Well, I think, like, you might not think much of it now because it's hot outside. It's the summertime. But, like, for me, like, a hot shower is my therapy every day.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just something you look forward to. Yeah. It's relaxing.
Oh, so nice.
And I think, like, if I had to go without that for even, like, a couple days, like, it would be harder than you think.
Could you take cold showers?
I mean, I could deal with it. It would be a really fast shower.
Could you handle no hot water?
I have. I mean, I had a hot water heater go on me, and, you know, they don't come right away. Mm-hmm. So I've gone maybe 2-3 days.
Okay.
It sucks.
Okay. You guys are being very dramatic for a situation.
I'm spoiled.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey,
yeah, I mean,
I live in a country where we have access to warm water.
No, I get it. I get it. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I think what we need here is perspective.
What's up?
All right. So let's say right now as we sit here. Three things in your house that you take for granted all the time. Air conditioning, hot water, electricity.
Yeah.
If you had to lose one of those things, which one would you choose to lose right now?
Well, the AC would probably be the one because I need electricity and I need hot water.
Hot water. Kimmy, would you agree with that? Would you bail on AC before hot water and electricity?
I probably would bail on the hot water before the two other two.
Okay, so you would keep the AC over the hot water.
Yeah, I think so.
Look,
just so I could sleep. Because sleep is like number one, I think, for me.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. And we don't even look at air conditioning as like a, you know, standard thing. I know you do now because you live in your wife's house. You've had it for so long. But I didn't have air conditioning until we bought our house.
Well, you were poor.
Well,
your dad didn't even have AC.
What?
That busted-ass house?
No, of course not. It was a post-war house.
Well, but you can install it. I mean, it's doable.
So when I was 17 and I got, like, you know, a real job for the first time, I bought a window shaker.
Yeah.
And I put it in my brother and I's room, but I installed it wrong so the water kept dripping into our room, which, like, ruined. Not that it mattered.
Yeah.
We had a hole in the roof, whatever. Look, I agree with. I think for most people, other than Kimmy, it would come down to air conditioning versus hot water.
And you would take
air conditioning
and take cold showers.
100%. There are ways around.
Like, I know people take cold showers like every day for like therapy. It's supposed to be like good for you.
Can we sidebar there? Who decided that?
I don't know.
Because I don't believe that.
But they say the people that do it swear by it.
Uh huh.
They say it's like it does something for your muscles and your immunity and all that crap.
Yeah, sure.
It's supposed to be like really good for you, but like I can't do it, man. I cannot handle cold ass water.
Come on.
Like, even like when I see like the lakes and stuff, I ain't jumping in that cold, slimy ass water.
Yeah, no, I ain't doing the polar plunge either. Yeah. But
it's summertime.
Okay.
I want like 85 degree water, 90.
All right, look, when it comes to these people that are living in this apartment complex out in Brighton, and it does look like it might be a 50 plus community. If I'm wrong, tell me, 252 WCMF.
Shivering old folk.
Look, I get it. You are you're paying for all of the amenities,
right?
Like
you're
hot
paying.
Water.
So, yes,
these people have a legitimate bitch.
Yeah.
But when the hot water goes, there are ways around no hot water. First of all, if you belong to a gym, you can go shower at the gym.
Okay.
Okay.
If you don't belong to a gym, you just take a submarine shower. Are you guys familiar with a submarine shower?
No.
No.
It's what the Navy guys do. You jump in, wet down real quick.
Yeah.
You get out, you soap up, you jump back in, you rinse off, you're done.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds... But you're right. I mean, you can make it work.
You would be
clean. It just would suck.
I mean, I'd like to be thoroughly rinsed and scrubbed and clean.
You only need to take like a 60-second shower to be legitimately
60
clean.
60 seconds?
Yes, if you get in there...
I'm not getting all my cracks in 60 seconds.
Bro.
Like, I had to spend at least 30 seconds scrubbing my ass.
Where are the military guys?
I'm not in the military right now.
No, I'm just
saying.
No, my point is...
Yeah, like, I get it. The Marines are pretty tough.
No, but I have a friend of mine, and this is one of the funniest stories ever told.
What? Why are you coming here and lie?
He was deployed. And, you know, these guys are on these men and women, they're on a time limit when it comes to how long they can shower. So he had said all he had fantasized about when he was deployed in Afghanistan was being able to come home and take, like, a luxurious shower.
Yeah.
So he gets home, first day, he's living with his brother. When he gets back, he goes, I'm going to go in the bathroom. Do not bother me.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a long shower. And he goes in, and he just soaks it in, and he enjoys it. And he comes out, and his brother goes, what the hell were you doing? I thought you were going to take a shower. He goes, yeah. He goes, you were in there for 3 minutes.
Oh, really?
Like, he thought he was in there for like 20 minutes. It was a 3-minute shower. Wow. That's how short his showers were before. And that was with sand in every orifice,
my friend. I'm sure.
So quit being a bitch. Love your country. Love your troops. Take a cold shower.
I like being a nice, warm shower bitch. I'm with Kimmy, man. It's just so
relaxing. I'm just thinking of like the process of like washing your hair would be brutal.
Not for Tommy. He's got 3 strands of hair.
Yeah, true.
No, okay. I get for women and the stuff you're used to.
Yeah.
Fine. And they got a lot going on.
We got a lot to do in there.
I mean, they got to shave their legs.
It takes forever.
The muff, the hair, the long hair. I mean, that's a lot of stuff.
I love how she was on your side until the second thing you said.
What?
Got to shave the what?
The legs and the muff.
Listen, we get rid of all body hair, and it's a process. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, but again, you could do that not in the shower.
No, but how is she going to get a smooth kitty outside the shower?
Yeah, how's that?
It would be very difficult.
Right.
Okay, you stand over the sink and shave your face?
I shave in the shower.
How would you stand over the sink and do that?
Yeah, okay. How are you going to get your coochie over the sink?
What are you talking about?
You don't have to get your coochie over the sink.
Yes, you do, because it's going to go all over the floor.
Okay, no, it's not.
Don't do this.
No, it's.
We don't need a demonstration.
No, so like, all right, so let's say.
No, it's not what I'm saying.
You did this.
No, you
did this.
Pay attention. If you're watching the live stream, here's
where's the sink?
Here's how it works. Here's my sink.
Sink's right there.
Sink's right here.
All right.
I don't need to get my coochie over the sink.
You're going to have to get a knee up.
No.
You got to get a knee up on the counter.
You could shave it. Yeah. While standing,
it's going to go all over the floor, bro.
No, it's not
going
to go all over
the
floor.
You're going to have.
No, it's not.
You're going to have muff runoff on the floor.
Glad I was on the phone for that.
For muff runoff on the floor?
Yep.
One of the worst Michael Jackson albums of all time.
How's it going?
It was Blood on the Dance Floor.
Oh.
Before it was Muff Runoff on the Dance Floor. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this apartment complex out in Brighton. It looks like it might be a 50-plus community. Briar Manor, for over a week, they've been without hot water, and they're getting a bunch of different explanations as to when this is going to be fixed. One woman on the story on 10NBC last night shows like multiple different letters she's gotten telling her different things, and they want their hot water back. And for them, yes, you're paying for all your stuff, and you didn't do anything wrong, so I get your bitch here. But... you know, not having hot water is not the worst thing in the world, despite these two bitches bitching and moaning. Oh, Tommy's going to shave his muff in the shower. Can't do it over a sink. Rammer's on CMF. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Doing better every day, watching the bunnies out here eating in the yard. So, you know, when I was younger, I worked for about a month removing asbestos, and you had to take a cold shower.
This is all starting to make sense.
You left. Well, it was a job. You know, I was young. It paid well.
Sure,
it was better than picking up garbage. But anyhow, you know, there's a way around it in terms of the cold shower. I mean, I don't think anybody that likes a cold shower, I really think they need to be, you know, have their head examined. But you could somehow get around it with, you know, boiling some water, getting it to a warm temperature where you could, you know, get in the tub, take a, you know, sponge bath kind of thing. I mean, I think a lot of people have done it before, Now, if you got a gas stove, you got a problem because you got no natural gas, can't boil the water. But, you know, they got these electric hot pots you could heat it up in.
Hot pot!
There's a way around it. I'm not taking a cold shower. And if I was living in that apartment, I'd be looking for some, you know, rent reduction or something, because that's just ridiculous to be that far, that long without natural gas.
All right. Well, Rammer, thank you. Here, keep an eye on those bunnies, man. Make sure they don't do anything crazy.
Well, you know, rabbits will be rabbits.
Okay. Amen, brother.
Put that on a shirt.
Same buddy. There goes
a man who will never run out of gas. Both natural and Rammer.
All right. So, I mean, yeah, Rammer does bring up a good point, though, at the end there.
Yeah.
Like, I am not a guy who's normally like, give me my money back.
Yeah.
But like, if I'm going a week paying full rent, you're gonna fix
something.
You're
at the mercy of your landlord in that situation.
Yes.
It's not like you can fix it yourself even if you wanted to.
And like, here's the thing. I get that fixing gas pipes are complicated, right?
Yeah.
But like, this ain't my problem. So
yes.
Fix it! Fix it! Give me back my money! Let's take a break.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breakups are hard.
Oh, yeah.
Divorce is even more so. Mm. And if you have kids, it makes things extra complicated and messy and uncomfortable. Because if you can't come to the decision, who's going to handle custody, the court steps in. But it turns out having another living thing in your relationship can be just as messy when it ends.
Oh.
So much so,
yeah.
New York State now has laws on the books to cover it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
You and your wife are married, but you don't have any kids together.
No.
You do have a pooch.
Yes, we do.
Which means, God forbid, if she were to finally wake up one day and realize what a leech you are,
yep,
and kick you out of the house,
mm-hmm,
you guys would have to figure out something with the dog.
Yeah, right.
Now, it used to be that was left up to the couple to make that decision.
And it should be.
But here in the state of New York, not anymore. Back in 2021, legislation was passed that is now in full effect.
Thank God we're getting this stuff done.
To deal with dog custody in a breakup. Now, it's funny you say that. There are lots of people that would argue this was absolutely necessary.
You need to have it done.
Well, yeah.
Mm.
So now judges in divorce cases are required to consider the best interests of the pet when deciding who gets the animal during court proceedings.
This is insane.
And by the way, the law doesn't just apply to dogs. It applies to also cats and other domestic animals.
Fish?
Okay. Yes.
Aquarium, the lizard.
Any type of living thing.
No.
Who gets the turtle?
Not quite. Who gets the turtle? Who gets a family turtle?
Yeah.
It does not, Kimmy, apply to livestock. So goats and chickens, those are on their own.
Wow.
So when it comes to the custody of, who gets the custody of the dog?
Yeah.
The judges are asked to consider, one, who handled most of the pet's daily care? So the feeding, the walking, the vet's appointments. Okay. Two, the emotional bond between each person and the pet.
I would think, yeah, because like the dog will usually pick its top person, and then there's the second human.
Okay, but like that's easy to game because I would just have to put like a snossage in my pocket.
Okay.
Which is one of my favorite Alanis Morissette songs. I got a snossage in my pocket, and I got custody of my dog. And three,
yeah,
who has the most time and financial resources to continue for the care of the dog.
Do you have to bring the dog into court at some point?
Now, that is a good
to
question.
To do a test?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
to know. See who's a good boy.
But you wouldn't do that with a child. You wouldn't put a child in the middle of the courtroom and have them walk to the parent they want to
Maybe
live with.
Maybe you should.
Are you serious?
I'm just saying. Let the kid decide.
That sounds horrific.
Yes. Yes, it does.
You're going to make a child decide which parent?
Well, child, not like infant, but like an eight-year-old.
No, that's like the worst time.
You're gonna go with whoever gives him the most, like whoever lets him have like the most TV time or the most snacks.
Ooh, snacks.
Could you
snacks and TV?
Could you imagine the pressure on a child standing in a courtroom at 8, 9, 10 years old and say, walk to which parent you want to live with?
Well, the one you like the best. Because everybody has that parent you love the best.
That wouldn't be something that would traumatize them in adulthood.
By the way, also, just because that kid likes the parent the best doesn't mean that's necessarily the best parent to live with.
I know, but it'd probably work out for the best.
Based on what?
9 times out of 10.
Okay. There was nothing we could do. So here's what's funny, though. When you talk about like what the judge is asked to consider with this custody stuff, who handles most of the pet's daily care, the emotional bond between the person and the pet, and who has the most time and financial resources, rarely are all three of those things the same person.
Probably.
So how do you break that down?
Well, you got to probably had to go down to, like, if you live in if you're moving into an apartment and you still got a house with a yard, it would make sense the dog wants the yard.
Why, though? Because I have.
Because the dog would rather, for the dog's sake, it could run around the yard and get exercise, where you're going to have to walk it 3 times a day. And if you have a job, the dog's just going to sleep. It's not going to get the exercise.
I'll take it to the park.
I was going
to
say, what if the person that owns the home, though, what if they're never home? Like, what if they have a job where they're away a lot? And the dog doesn't really get to use the yard anyways.
So that's why I think you got to just go with who the dog goes to first. Like, who does it think it's his master?
Who does it think it's his master?
Yeah. Because, like, in our house, our dog goes to my wife.
Okay.
Like, she just.
Well, yeah, obviously.
She's, yeah.
Yeah, the dog's not stupid. It also, you're pretty much the second dog. She lets you out, tells you when to come in. You get to sleep in a bed. You're a good boy. Who's a good boy?
I was a good boy.
She takes you to the salon to get your hair taken care
Died.
Of.
Yeah, so I think that's how you got to do it.
But here's the thing. Like, am I allowed to call the dog? Let's throw a situation out there.
Get some visitational rights?
No. I'm saying no. I'm not, like, call it. I mean, like, when I'm in court, we're split. The judge goes, all right, whoever the dog goes to, I'm like, come here. You could also game that system by having a higher, kinder voice.
Yeah, but that's probably the dog thinks it's its owner.
Okay. And if you knew the court date was coming up, you could just keep feeding the dog snacks and loving on the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could. That's called dog tampering.
So you think this is stupid?
Of course it is.
Why is it stupid?
I mean, let the couples figure it out.
Yeah, but couples can't even decide who keeps a couch.
But
think
who
they
cares?
Can decide like who keeps the dog.
But let them fight it out.
No, but if they both really want the dog, there's not going to be a solution. So what do you do?
Well,
that's why.
I love how his
one will just end up. One of you'll be forced. One of you'll be forced to take the dog.
No. If they both want the dog,
right?
They both want it. I love how your brilliant plan. One question gets exploded. If they both want the dog, neither are willing to back down, and the court is not involved. How do you figure it out?
I think they have to either give up the dog or fight it out amongst themselves.
Okay.
They're adults.
So what, like with fists? Like, what are you talking about?
Ooh.
No, you idiot.
Split custody.
Okay, so it's
Foxy
funny.
Boxing with those gloves.
It's funny you bring that up, Kimmy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, back in 2021, the state of New York passed legislation that is now fully in effect that requires judges to consider the best interest of a dog or other domestic pet during a divorce if both the parties want custody of the dog. You laughed, split custody. That has become a new thing for divorcing couples. With
so shared custody of the pet.
I figure people did this before it was like made official. They
probably
but
did.
Like, I feel like if people got a job or a dog early on in their relationship and things didn't work out, I feel like they did at some point split time.
Which would be a pain in the ass.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
All right. Now I understand you want to like split custody with your children.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're raising them and they come from you and all that stuff.
Right.
The dog. You're split custody with the dog.
I know it sounds crazy, but if you still love that dog and you want to see it, maybe it is a good thing to work out an actual schedule instead of just swinging by to catch it every now and then.
Okay, but like I want you to walk through this with me, Kimmy.
Yeah.
There would be a point where you and your ex
have to do the exchange.
Yes, you would meet in a parking lot.
Yes.
And the dog would get out of her backseat and into your backseat.
Yeah.
And then you'd be responsible for the dog for a couple of days. And then you'd have to meet up again
Sunday night.
Yep.
The exchange.
Yeah. Exactly, to exchange the dog one more time.
I know it sounds crazy, but I would do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there is a solution to that. It's this
it's called 10 years from now.
Or
no dog.
New dog, right? Yeah.
New dog. Right. Because you can get a dog that looks like that dog.
Yes. And like that's the difference here, right? Like if you lose custody of your kids, you only get weekends and holidays.
Yeah.
You can't go down to the orphanage and just pick a new baby. They frown upon them.
Yeah.
Right? But you can go get a puppy and puppy cures everything. I understand you have a relationship with your dog, you love your dog.
Yeah.
But like that puppy's gonna take your attention away from your feelings.
Yeah, but if you had that dog, if you've shared that dog for like 10 years, I mean, and then all of a sudden you gotta say goodbye to the dog. I think people would have a tough time with that.
We got messages coming in on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. To your point, Kimmy. Nick writes us, my mom and her ex-husband had split custody of their dog until he died. He would get him on the weekends.
Oh. Weekend dog daddy.
So are you using that dog just to get laid?
Oh, it'll work. For sure.
Okay, but then how do you explain if she comes over during the week where the dog is?
Oh.
I split custody with my ex. With the dog,
would complicate things for sure.
Right,
in a relationship.
How you gonna like? Because like you know, in a kid's divorce, right? Like you know, you have no choice. The kids are there.
Yeah.
Of course, you're gonna have to deal with the ex. If your ex is still around,
and you're dating,
because when I'm dating you, and the dog is the whole reason the ex is still around, I don't really want to be a part of that.
But like, does that look good? Does that look good on your resume? You're caring.
You have a good relationship.
With the dog, with a new relationship, would she find that attractive quality in you that you love and nurture this dog?
Thoughts, Kimmy?
I don't think it would be a bad thing to show.
It wouldn't be a turnoff.
If the relationship is still okay, you could also see a side of that relationship that's ugly and could turn you off.
Mm. You're talking about with the ex?
With the ex.
Yeah,
like
okay.
If things aren't cool. Still,
but let's say it's cool.
Maybe it's inviting some drama that you don't want.
But let's say everything's cool. I got custody of the dog. Would that be a turnoff to some women? Like that
if
dog is from your old relationship.
Well, I guess it would also depend if that person's a dog person. Because if you're not a dog person, you're probably like, this is just the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
But I wouldn't date a woman that's not a dog person.
But you also wouldn't fight for custody of the dog. You just said that your wife would get the dog. I love how you're sitting here arguing, like, figure it out. I don't even want the dog. we got more Instagram messages coming in. This is interesting. Antonio writes, I lost custody of my dog even though I brought the dog to the relationship in a divorce. I bought him right before I met my ex-wife.
Oh, wait, it was his dog.
We were married for 5 years. In the divorce, the dog went, according to the judge, to her and the kids. I didn't fight for custody. I'd rather see my kids, but it was my dog.
The kids love the dog, too, though. It'd be kind of hard to rip the dog out from the kids.
Understood, but like it was his dog. He bought the dog, and
before.
He lost the dog.
Damn.
Is that an evil thing for a woman to do?
What if like it's, you know, you buy the dog, you get in a relationship, you have a family, and your significant other kind of becomes the person that's more responsible with the dog, just maybe based on schedules, and that dog becomes more attached to them.
But how is that their fault? Right. How is that the person's fault who bought the dog? Yeah. You know.
It's not, but I mean, maybe you just know that like this is the best situation for the dog.
Okay. If I bought the dog, I would think I get the dog.
Yeah.
And that's the other funny thing about this, like comparing it to like kids. You buy this. You buy this thing. You don't buy a kid.
Yeah, you don't.
You can't go buy another kid. I don't know. I mean, I get the reason for it. I find it funny, too, that you're arguing against judges deciding it, but every argument you made is the reason why judges have to have the ability to decide where the dog goes.
I mean, my first marriage, I wasn't a cat person, so my first wife, she bought two cats. We had them in this condo, and it sucked. And then when she split, I got stuck with the cats. So like, she kind of like wanted to take the cats, but then, So I never wanted these cats. I got stuck with them for like 4 effing years. And that sucked because I didn't want these goddamn cats. So when I got married a second time, I didn't really want a dog right away. Got a dog, get divorced, dog stays with me. She was going to take the dog, kind of. That lasted about a month. The dog just stayed with me.
Okay.
So like going to a court system was pointless. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
to fight custody, because it just kind of works out naturally how it's going to go.
Understood.
Yeah, unless you're such an a-hole that you're going to like start screaming. But you're probably also screaming about pots and pans and other pointless crap
in
your house.
I get those couples, but think about this.
Not everybody has a clean split, though. And not everything just works itself out.
Nothing's a clean split.
Yeah.
But there are also people that don't understand that, you know, the dog may prefer their partner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There are some people that would just be a-holes, like take the dog even if they don't want the dog, just to be a dick.
And fight.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up on this. Hambone writes us on Instagram.
Oh, there you go. Hambone's got it going on.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, my wife got me a dog for Christmas a couple years ago, but if we got a divorce, it would totally be her dog. He chose her as a human. The first time a dog chose a woman over a Hambone.
Look at that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.